Crimea votes this coming Sunday on whether to claim independence from Ukraine. Polls indicate the measure is sure to pass. But pro-Russian politicians are leaving nothing to chance. They've imposed a near-total blackout on information from the government in Kiev. And as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, volunteers are taking great risks to get that information into Crimea.
Last Saturday night, Katerina Butko and Alexandra Ryazantseva, two Ukrainian activists in their 20s, drove east out of Kiev in a white and purple Citroen headed for Crimea. The 400-mile journey took them 18 hours, since they stopped several times along the way to pass out pro-Ukrainian pamphlets from a box in their trunk. It wasn't until yesterday afternoon that they arrived at the border to Crimea, which is now guarded by armed men wearing ski masks and uniforms with no insignia. What happened next to the women, no one can say for sure, but several good friends of the women told me that they've not been able to reach them.
At the border, they were arrested and they were taken to nowhere. Nobody knows where they are.
Ivieta Delikatna is the one who designed those pamphlets in the trunk of that car. And she sent her colleagues into Crimea because Ukrainian TV channels are blocked, as well as some websites. As Crimea heads for a vote on Sunday whether to secede from Ukraine, the first step to joining Russia, Russian television channels have broadcast lurid descriptions of chaos and violence racking the city of Kiev, which is actually quite calm and peaceful.
It's an informational war, and Russia has very strong resources to carry this war.
Delikatna says she got involved because too often the Ukrainian response to these glossily produced Russian TV packages sounds like this. Dozens of these impassioned homemade videos can be found online, put there by people in Kiev, aimed at their friends or relatives in the Russian-speaking east of the country. I tracked down the maker of this particular video. His name's Yarik Agyentka. He told me he filmed it out of frustration with the worried phone calls he'd get from people he knows in Crimea. They'd ask him with a straight face, how do you survive when they're shooting Russian speakers in the streets? Or when American paratroopers are marching through Kiev.
And when you're trying to explain that that's not true, they don't believe us.
Even though you're their friend or relative.
Friend or relative.
So let me ask you a question. If people don't believe their own relatives, how do you expect them to believe a YouTube video?
That's a good question.
And Delikatna says the true answer is they don't.
For the Crimea and for the East, emotional messages didn't work, like, let's unite, don't be slaves.
The very slogans that drew people to the streets in Kiev make people genuinely alarmed in Crimea. So Delikatna, who in her day job works for a PR and marketing firm, took a different tack with those pamphlets that those two young women tried to smuggle in. Instead of anti-Russian sloganeering, she asked readers to contemplate the consequences of Crimea joining Russia.
First of all, if they join Russia, their kids, for example, should go to a Russian army, which is much more dangerous than being in Ukraine.
And if Crimea votes for independence, what will happen to Crimeans' money in Ukrainian banks or their title deeds registered with courts in Kiev?
So how logistically it will be organized? Nobody knows that, nobody explains that. That's why we can play with it right now.
That word play gives a clue to what Delikatna is trying to do here. Not so much propaganda as what we'd call spin. Her challenge is getting that polished appeal to the people of Crimea before Sunday's vote. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Kiev.